Blog Talk Radio.
That you came on today's show, and we are so delighted that you tuned in on today. We have a special guest all the way from Chicago, but most of all, he's an interesting guy, and I want you to hear some things that he has to say on letting us know what it is to have a passion for the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. As you know, you can dial in our number, 657-383-1974. If you have any questions you want to ask as our speaker is going forth, or you have a comment, feel free to ask a question. But I just wanted to send out somebody. I put something on our Facebook today, talking about alertness and the state of the church where it needs to be at. And I'm just going to give you something that I wrote, because there's a note of disappointment in the Lord's remarks to Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Lord's agony was such that he sweat as if it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He exclaimed, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" And that's, we're talking about sleeping on the job, or sleeping, not doing what you're supposed to be doing for us when it comes to the work of the Lord. And he said Peter, James, and John were asleep on that momentous occasion. Are we asleep when we should be watching? Should we be wide awake to the significance and the value of the hour? Samson lost his strength while he slept, and the foolish virgins lost their interest to the marriage supper because they slept. Let us not sleep the hour away, but invest in productive service in view of the of our Lord's promise of return. I don't want that to be your testimony of you being asleep because you was waiting on your Lord to come. He wants you to be busy doing what he asks you to do. But today we have an awesome man of God that's going to come on the line with us today. It's Dr. G.S. Hardaway. He was highly recommended that I bring him on the show. So let me just introduce him a little bit. Pastor Gregory S. Hardaway is a pastor of Resurrection Church of Chicago. He's been pastoring since 1984 to present. He's married to Lavina Hardaway, a wife married to since 1976. He went to Bishop College in Dallas. Wow, I know a lot of pastors that went to Bishop. He went to McCormick Theological Seminary in Chicago. He has a Master of Arts. He has a Doctorate of Ministry, and his ministry is Zacchaeus Network. He is the president. He's the Omega Phi Phil fraternity. So we have somebody that has something to say, and he's a learned man. He's paid his dues. So we're going to bring him on live onto our show and introduce Dr. G.S. Hardaway. How are you today, sir?
Bless your heart. I'm thankful and blessed to be alive, Joy. It's good to be on the show with you today.
Well, I'm glad to have you. It's definitely, it's a blessing. We were talking earlier, and you were just telling me some things about the man who God made you to be, and I was asking you a few questions. And what I really want to know, and I just give you just a brief understanding, this is the Pastors for Punch TV studio. We ask pastors something about their past, bring them up to the present, you know, where you are, how you got to where you are, because a lot of pastors are just people on the line that are looking just for people like yourself, want to know, how did you make it? You know, what did you go through to get to where you are? Because we know our journey is not always easy. It's rewarding, but it's not always easy. But what makes it easy? Because we have the Lord on our side. So,
amen.
Tell us a little bit about your growing up.
Well, praise the Lord. I grew up in a Christian home. Father was a deacon of a church. Mother, faithful servant on the usher board. Five siblings, and we all grew up in a Christian household, the grandson of a minister. You know, Joy, from my earliest recollection, I can remember being 4 years old and being with my mother and a great auntie, and my aunt asked what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I can remember vividly saying that I wanted to be a preacher. I was impressed by the minister of our church. And as a little boy, it was something that always stayed with me. And I pursued. And you're right. It's not always an easy road that we travel. But with Christ in our lives, you know, we can make it. All we have to do is hang in there. He told us in this life we will have trials and tribulations. But, you know, we can't lose hope just because things don't always go our way. But if we just keep our hands in His hands, we can make it and we'll be all right. The just shall live by faith, and that's what we have to hold on to.
Right. So 4 years old, you already kind of you knew that you wanted to be a preacher. Is it because of the surrounding of the people that you were around all the time?
Well, no, again, I don't think I really knew what I was saying, but it's something. I can remember being in church and sitting with my family and just in awe of what was happening in the pulpit by the minister.
Right.
And it was just something that never left me. When friends were saying they wanted to be baseball players or firemen, I never deviated from saying I wanted to be a preacher. And my mother, when she testifies, she always reminds me of that.
Wow. So, Dr. Hardaway, what was it that impressed you? Is that the preaching, what they were saying, people coming up being healed? What is it that caught your attention and made such an impression upon you?
Well, I can definitely tell you, I don't remember what the preacher was saying because I was not of an age to grasp the strength of the gospel, but it was just how, in my own way, the charisma of the pastor.
Right.
It was Dr. Elijah Thurston. And I don't know what he was saying. I think it was how he was saying it and the response of the people in the congregation and the response of my own mother when she was responding to what he was saying. So that impressed a four-year-old boy that made me want to aspire to the gospel ministry.
Okay.
And not only that, I married a daughter of a preacher also.
Right. So,
so I've had a lot of church influence in my life.
Right. So as you were growing up, what age did you accept the Lord as your personal Savior?
I was baptized. You know, Isaiah 6 and 8 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. You know, and I can say vividly, it was in the year that President Kennedy was assassinated that I walked down the aisle now and gave my life to Christ. Now, I have to tell you, I followed my older brother down the aisle. When he got up, I decided to get up. And I wasn't sure about what I was doing, but it made an impact in my life, the inquisition that the pastor was asked, the questions he was asking me about I came down the aisle. And, and I told him that, again, listening to what my brother said, I told him I wanted to be saved. I wanted to go to heaven. And that was enough to get me baptized. And so that was my walk down the aisle to give my life to the Lord. You know, in that day and time, in our church tradition, when we would have the testimonial period, many people would testify when and where they met the Lord. And so I can say vividly, it was in the year that President Kennedy was assassinated.
Okay.
I remember that because that was the conversation. I was 9 years old, and that was the conversation going on at that day and time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is, that's a pivoted point of your life.
Yes, not just because President Kennedy was assassinated, but because it was when the Lord came into my life.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes, of course, yeah. And that helps to remember certain things that happened. That's awesome. So
sure.
As you grew up and went to high school, what was that like as being a young man in such a strong conviction, you know, being around other students?
Well, I can't say that I always walked the straight and narrow path. Now, I'd be remiss if I said that, but I lived.
Well,
the
I'm
life
not asking
like,
you to do that.
Right. I had good times. I did things that I shouldn't have done, but my friends, all of them knew that there was something different about me. One thing they knew that on Sunday I had to go to church. No matter what going on, that was required in my household. And my friends, all of them respected that.
Exactly.
You know, they would look for me when church was over, but during church time, they knew where to find me, and it was no deviation from
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So, you know, I was rough. I was precocious. I did some things that I shouldn't have. I was never bad. I was never bad. But I was a little wild. I can say that.
Okay.
You know, I was young. I was chasing after the girls like the other guys were.
Right.
But, you know, again, my heart was fixed and my mind was made up. And I was going to live for the Lord despite of everything.
Right, right. Okay. Oh, brother, it's amazing. Yeah, we know that walk. And when you are called, you know, you do have a sign on your head.
You're right. I was fortunate. All of my siblings went to the University of Minnesota at Mankato, all five of my siblings. And I had an opportunity to go there. My sister had paved the way for all of her siblings to go there.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go to Bishop College. And I told the Lord, you know, he said, command the blessings of my hand. And, and I told the Lord that I wanted to preach. And I wanted to go to the school where preachers, what I knew to be, where preachers were going. And I was accepted everywhere except Bishop College.
Is that right?
I was accepted everywhere except Bishop College. But that's where I wanted to go. And I prayed, and the Lord, he opened the door at the last hour. He's an on-time God.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate to go there. And, you know, it was a great experience for me because in our tradition, I was able to listen to some of the greatest pulpiteers of the black church. And that was just a great experience for me.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, I have a couple of pastors that I know in Dallas that went to Bishop.
Well, that's awesome. Where Bishop was back then. He was in Dallas, and I was fortunate to sit up under who I thought was one of the great pulpiteers of all time, Dr. Robert Wilson at St. John Baptist Church. I was just fortunate to sit there.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Well, let me ask you something. You're pastoring now, so and that's in Chicago.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your ministry, Resurrection Church of Chicago. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, let me back up just a little bit and tell you. At 23 years old, I was called to Shiloh Church in Chester, Pennsylvania. That's suburban Philadelphia. I stayed there 5 years. But truthfully, I hungered to go back home. I wanted to pastor in Chicago. And the church where I am now, where I serve, my wife grew up right across the street from it. And a pastor who lived directly across the street from my parents' home recommended me to this church. And it's an American Baptist church. In 1956, Time magazine did an article on this church, Normal Park Baptist Church, because as white flight was consuming the Inglewood community, Normal Park was the only church that did not leave the community. They embraced the African-Americans who moved into the community. And because of that, Time magazine did an article on this particular church. When I became pastor in 1984, the community had gone down tremendous. The ministry had almost disappeared to just a few members. But I was anxious to leave Philadelphia. Shiloh Church, which was a thriving church then and is a thriving church now.
Really?
I was anxious to leave because I wanted to come home.
Right,
and sometimes, Joy, because things are going so well for you in a particular place, you can assume that the good times are going to follow you wherever you go. And so I felt because things were going so well in Philadelphia that things were going to go well in Chicago at Normal Park Church. Well, I had a reality check. And things didn't just turn around the way I had hoped that it would. And but through it all, you know, the Lord kept the doors of the church open and we maintained a membership strong enough so we didn't close.
Right.
I went
back
to school at my wife's urging and pursued my master's and my doctorate. And because Normal Park was a small church, I did my doctoral thesis on the effectiveness of the small church. Because the small church has a place. Just because it's small does not mean it's not important in the kingdom. I've been there 33 years. We sold that particular building, 15 years ago, and we moved to another community. And because the name Normal Park was a part of that community, we changed the name of the church to Resurrection because the identity of Normal Park was getting confused with our new community that we now reside in. And, and again, we're thankful the Lord is blessing the ministry. It has not grown to the numbers that all preachers would hope the church would, but we're faithful to those who art there, and the Lord said, be thou faithful unto death. He didn't say, be thou faithful when you have X amount of members, but be thou faithful in the charge that he has placed us in. And so that's what we're doing. We're faithful to the members of Resurrection Church. I love the Lord. I love my members, and I thank God they love me. And we're pressing toward the mark of the Lord, and we're just doing his will.
So, Dr. Hardaway, how do the church bring balance to that? Since you mentioned about small churches and mega churches or whatever, you know, how do we bring the balance into what the word is talking about? Because a lot of people don't like going to small churches. They don't.
Well,
they feel like, you know.
You know, Joy, first of all, God is counterculture. See, we say first. He says the last shall be first. We say many. He says whenever two or three. You see, whenever two or three come together in his name, he says he'll be in the midst. And so he doesn't say whenever 2,000 or 3,000. Just like Punch TV is a small television network in comparison to CBS, NBC, or ABC. That does not make Punch TV any less effective or important. And it's the same way with God's church. We are just as important to the work of the kingdom as a mega church is. And the truth of the matter is the largest church in the world is in South Korea. Dr. Cho, who has in excess of 100,000 members. And so you can get the largest church in America, and that church is small compared to that. So numbers impress people. Numbers don't impress God. What impresses God is faithfulness to where he places you. And so it's our objective as pastors of small churches, and we have an organization for pastors of small churches called Zacchaeus Network. I hope you'll allow me some time to talk about that. But it's our objective to make our members feel
important.
The worth, that's right, the worth of their presence in the kingdom.
Right.
Listen, the Bible says go into all the world. It doesn't say go to a certain number, you know, and so wherever our charge is, whether it's 10 or 10,000, we still have to be faithful to that charge. I applaud those who have mega churches and who can handle those type of crowds, but believe me, in mega churches, there are mega situations that have to be taken care of. And in the small church, and again, let me say this, small doesn't mean bad.
Okay.
Small is just a description, but it doesn't mean bad. You know, and I have the privilege of knowing my members, all of them.
Right.
And my
right.
members have the opportunity to know me. And that's something that I rejoice in because I can be there for them, and they do their best to be there for me.
Right, right. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back. Then we're going to talk about the Zacchaeus Network. Okay?
All right. I appreciate that. All right.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear, maturity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, thank you. This is the Pastors for Punch TV studio, your host, Joy Brown, and our guest today is Dr. Gregory S. Hardaway from Chicago, Resurrection Church of Chicago. Now, Nabuki is our website. It's kind of like Facebook. And that's nabukie.com, where you can go in there and advertise your businesses, or just tell some things that you're doing. And that is a website that was produced by Punch TV Studio. And I was listening to what you were saying about your Zacchaeus network. The commercial that I have is by ePastors Network. Her name is Vanda Womack, so she's in partnership with us also, and she's one of our sponsors of the show. But back to you,
okay.
Dr. Hardaway. Tell us a little bit about the network.
All right, Zacchaeus Network is an ecumenical-based organization which affirms, embraces, and supports the small church and the small church pastor to advance the effectiveness of ministry. Zechariah 4 and 10 says, "Who hath despised the day of small things?" In Luke 19 and 5, Jesus sees Zacchaeus atop of a sycamore tree, and he says, "Zacchaeus, come down and make haste, for today I must abide in thy house." The Lord had a work for Zacchaeus to do, and so our name, Zacchaeus Network, comes from that. Now, as I said earlier, that small is not a bad word. It's a descriptive word. And Zacchaeus Network is an organization that reaches out to churches that have 125 members weekly or less to encourage them, because this organization recognizes that pastors of small churches many times are discouraged, faced with static attendance, financial struggles, and just a multiplicity of shortages. Sometimes small churches wonder if the glory of God has left the temple, and the pastors wonder if they're no more than an empty shell struggling to keep a dying church on life support. And so we want to bring encouragement to pastors of small churches, because many times small church pastors are never invited. They're always left out and overlooked. And the Zacchaeus Network wants to be an organization that invites them, that gives them a place, that encourages them to continue on in this kingdom building. You know, as I stated earlier, Joy, we all are important to the kingdom. And it's our hope to be an instrument to encourage the small church pastor not to lose heart, to remind them how significant they are. Just because their church is small does not mean that that church is unhealthy.
That's
just
right.
Because there may not be numerical growth in their church does not mean that they are not accomplishing the Great Commission. Zacchaeus Network is alive to help preachers capture the beauty of who we are in the body of Christ. Zacchaeus Network brings encouragement to preachers serving in small ministries, and how they and their ministry can be vibrant even when the ministry is small. Zacchaeus Network wants to do more than just encourage us to accept and value our God assignments, but to challenge us to think about our callings differently, whether people of God in our churches are valued and important to the kingdom.
Right.
we want to tell pastors to keep their hands on the gospel plow, recognizing
right.
that God many times works through the small and seemingly insignificant to accomplish great things. Look at what's happening with Punch TV. Small, but it's doing
mm-hmm.
significant and great things. It's reaching
right.
people that CBS
right.
will never reach out to, and that's
right.
what we're
exactly.
doing.
That's true.
And so, Joy, I want to say to your listening audience, those who are pastors of small churches, if they've been overlooked, if they've been left out, if they've been
right.
uninvited, Zacchaeus Network is for them. For again,
yeah.
the Bible says, who hath despised the day of small things? They are important, and we want
right.
to help them to accomplish their goals in Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of our organization.
So how do you get the word out? You have a telephone number or email address that they can contact you?
We sure do. First of all, we're blessed to be on Punch TV. That's one way of getting it out. Also, we can be reached at Zacchaeus Network at Outlook.com.
Okay.
Zacchaeus, like the biblical character
mm-hmm.
network, it's all one word, at Outlook.com. Our phone number is 1-312-213-0609. And we're offering some things that none of our major conventions are offering small church pastors. And,
oh, wow.
We're in discussions to provide life insurance to pastors because
mm-hmm.
many times pastors
mm-hmm.
in small churches, many of them have to, when there's a death of a pastor, many times the
mm-hmm.
hat has to be passed around tragically to help funeralize
that's true.
That pastor. And so we want to stop that. And so we're
right.
trying to provide resources so that no longer happens. Yes, in the
yes.
larger churches, many of them have insurance in their packages. But a lot
that's
of
right.
the benefits that are offered to pastors of larger churches
right.
they're not often in the smaller churches. And so we want
right.
to do something about that. And,
that's
again,
it.
That's one of the strengths of Zacchaeus Network. And so, again, we reach out to every pastor that's listening to come join
yeah.
us. And you will
right.
be invited. You won't be overlooked. You won't be left out. You will be a part of something great, a great movement of God.
Okay. Now, is this for any pastor all over the world?
That's right. It sure is. It sure
oh.
is. We are not prejudiced, and we're ecumenical. That means there are no denominational boundaries. There's
yeah.
room for everyone. And,
okay.
Again, we, you know, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The
yes.
only division comes from the enemy. And so
right.
we're doing our best not to let the enemy in. We want to reach out to whosoever will that
that's
wants
true.
To be a part of Zacchaeus Network.
Awesome. Okay. That's wonderful. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to play another commercial, then I'm going to come back to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Joy.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession, a together a conversation and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. Why? For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God, our Savior.
Thank you. You are listening to the Pastors for Punch TV Studios, your host, Joy Brown, and our special guest, Dr. Gregory S. Hardaway. And we were talking about his network, the Zacchaeus Network, and has some great things that are going on for pastors to get involved. That's a big issue. I was talking to one of the guys here in Inglewood, California, you know, about the cemetery. And one of the things he was saying is that a lot of our pastors, just from his experience, they do end up having to be put away and they don't have the proper insurance. So you're absolutely right. And he was trying to figure out how can you get these pastors, they preach in something, but they're not taking advantage of what they need, because then either the pastor's life or the members have to scrum up money to put them away, and we know that's not how it's supposed to be, you know.
No, it's not.
Even if the church took up a separate offering just to do that, then it's something that we really need to look at really strongly to protect our pastor. Since he's been the one that's been laboring, then it should be something that, you know, the members could do to just be just cautious, because you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. You know, Joy, Zacchaeus Network wants to be supportive of pastors. You know, Chicago and in colder areas, I'm sure they don't face this problem in California, but many churches are faced with gas being turned off in the wintertime. Uh-huh. Zacchaeus Network is going to support the pastors of our network.
Right.
And how we do that, you know, we're not going to turn any church down that is in need. You know, once a year, a church will be able to come to the network for financial assistance, because every church will participate in helping one another.
Right.
If we have 100 churches, and this is hypothetically speaking, if we have 100 churches and each church gives $20 to a particular need, that is going to make a difference in the life of that church, whatever
that
need
is. $20 once a year or monthly?
Oh, no, 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 no. that's a good question. If, say, for instance, Punch TV had a gas problem of $500, we would contact enough churches to donate $20 toward that effort.
Okay.
And,
I
you know, you have 50 churches giving $20.
Right.
That's
$1,000
right there.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And so you're not overburdening a church. No church will be overwhelmed by a $20 donation. And so the more the merrier. And the more the more that we have participating, the more we can help. Now, of course, you know, there's no place for foolishness, you know, and we're going to do our best not to let the devil come in and take advantage of what God is trying to do through these through this network.
Right.
And so, again, we want to be there to assist the members of our church, not only financially, but in different areas, homiletic structure, helping sermon structure, just a great need to help the members of our network.
Okay, good. Well, give us that phone number again and that network, because we're getting ready to end this program, but I want the people to make sure they get it.
Okay, thank you, Joyce, for this opportunity. Let me say again, to all of the ministers out there who pastor small churches. Zacchaeus Network is here for a time such as this. And so we invite you to come give us a look. You know, come join us. Come see what we have to offer. Zacchaeus Network out at outlook.com, ZACCHAEUS, Network, NETWORK, at outlook.com. Phone number 1312-213-0609.
Awesome. Thank you. I do appreciate you coming on our talk show today. Again, you were listening to Dr. Gregory S. Hardaway, and there's quite a few of these Hardaways. And so this is Resurrection Church of Chicago, and he is the pastor and has an awesome ministry. If you're ever in Chicago, make sure you contact him and go by and visit him also, but please contact him on the email that he gave you. So I guess we can make it to end. I don't know. Did you have some other words that you want to say? I can give you a minute so you can speak
okay,
a word.
Joy, thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to just share with you and your listeners concerning the goodness and the grace of our God. We bless God for you and for Punch TV Studios, and we look forward to a long fellowship with you and bringing Punch TV Studios to Chicago, working with the ministries here in the Windy City. Thank you. God bless you. We love you. And praise God for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice.
Awesome. Well, listen, that was Dr. Gregory S. Hardaway, all the way from the Windy City, Chicago. You need to go there. It's a beautiful place to visit. I never stayed there before, but I've visited several times, and I love it, going to Chicago, because of the diversity that it has. But I'm getting ready to end this program. And again, it was an honor coming to you again as your host on our show. On behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, I want to say thank you for being a part of our show. And tell somebody that we're here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Of course, I'm in Los Angeles, so it's 3 hours difference if you're on the East Coast, and 2 hours if you're in the Central. So adjust your time, again, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And if you have a guest that you want me to interview, call me and let me know. We'll see what we can do. Until next time, you all have a great day, and thank you again, Dr. Hardaway.
Thank you, Joy.
You're welcome.